Hello, I'm Dr. Rebecca Kill. I'm Head of School for Art, Architecture and Design at Leeds Metropolitan University.
And also a DJ?
And also a performer, and also an artist and a writer. Oh, and what else? Some other things as well. I do a lot of stuff on Twitter and that.
So we were just talking about the morning sessions, and you felt a couple of points have been dodged slightly.
Yes, I think there were two main points that I didn't like the fact that they were dodged. One was about visas. Where I thought Ed Vasey dodged that completely by saying, oh, I personally helped someone with that. So using an anecdote to dodge a bigger issue. Didn't really seem to know what the issue was. Now, in higher education, we are also having loads of problems with visas. The UK Borders Agency are making our lives quite difficult. We actually really want international students, partly for practical reasons, because they're not capped in the same way as UK students are capped. Also, partly because we like international students. They make it more interesting. People coming to us from all over the world. It's fantastic. Why wouldn't we want that? But we are finding it really, really hard to make that happen. The second thing that I thought was dodged. But the second thing I thought was dodged, which was the question that I asked on the live blog, which was about what are we going to do about the impact of the cuts in higher education in relation to supporting emergent and young artists. So not only at Leeds Met, we're not seeing a reduction in applications, but across the sector, there are a reduction in applications to arts-based courses. It's down by about 10%. Depends whether you compare it to last year, which was a bumpy year because everyone was trying to get in before the fees, or the year before.
Okay.
So it's an academic. It's a little bit. But we're not really down at Leeds Met. We've got some really good courses, but we've got students who are going to graduate with £30,000 worth of debt. What kind of chance are they going to have of making a career in visual arts, in performing arts? Isn't it going to alter how they feel about things in terms of risk and in terms of confidence and courage to not just go and get the first available job and try to pay some of that debt off? I think it's really difficult, and I think it's something that the Arts Council and people like Ed Vasey are not acknowledging.
The universities play a massive role in not just arts education, but in providing people with the time and the space and the luxury of thought that not having to do a job
absolutely
and all the way up to PhDs, like a massive opportunity to develop your practice is the space of a PhD.
The biggest reduction in applications is from mature students as well, which is a huge worry, because obviously they tend to be again the ones like the international students who make a slightly more interesting cohort, bring something different with them, a bit of life experience. And there's something like a 30% drop in the sector in applications from over 21s. And that, again, is something that's going to change what happens next. But I don't think there's been any kind of planning around what do we do with these graduates who come out with those sorts of levels of debt. 30,000 plus, probably, in debt.
And especially if you're a mature student who's more likely to go into employment where you'll be paying that off straight away.
Absolutely. Where you'll be paying it off straight away, but also often, in my experience of teaching over the last 20 years, those mature students are also the ones who do something really interesting or entrepreneurial after graduation, have that level of confidence to say, yeah, I'm going to set up a festival, or I'm going to, and often bring other students along with them. There's a festival, it's a small festival called In Exclusion in Leeds, which is happening on the 25th of November. So I was just talking to Jenny, 25th of February, I was just talking to Jenny about the fact that she's in that. Now that's two students, one of whom is a little bit older than the rest of the students, not much, late 20s. Becky and Adam, and what they've done, which is really brilliant, is they only graduated less than a year ago, and they've set up a 24-hour festival and persuaded artists who have quite a history of practice. It isn't all students, is what I'm saying, recent graduates. There are people like Jenny, because Jenny... who I was just talking to, Jenny Wilson, who's Misty Valentine, who does all the stuff about... She does a drag act where she performs as in female clothing as though she were a man dressed as a woman, but she's actually a woman.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. So she does lots of that kind of cabaret burlesque theatre performance crossover stuff. And so she's taken part in that. I think that's great to have that kind of level of confidence. But would people have had that level of confidence if they have the levels of debt that they're going to have in 3 or 4 years' time, to be able to do that, to be able... And we try and do a lot of stuff about graduate retention, about retaining people in Leeds, in the city, and try and get our art graduates to stay on and to do stuff, whether that's taking, you know, making links with local studio organisations or small performing arts companies.
But it needs to be an industry-wide thing, not just Leeds.
Well, I think we'll find it more and more difficult to persuade students to stay on and do that stuff if the really big issue for them is their debt levels.